Welcome to the Joy Reveals podcast, where you'll learn about mind and health hacks, travel and business tips, and ideas on how to become the best version of yourself. Now here's your host, Joy Packard. Let's see what she's going to be revealing today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Joy Reveals. I'm your host, Joy Packard. Let's talk about something that's easy to hide behind a smile. Burnout. You know that feeling when you wake up and everything just seems heavy? When even the things you used to love seem like chores, burnout sneaks in quietly. It doesn't happen overnight, and it builds up from too many yeses, too little rest, and not enough breathing room. If that's you right now, pause, take a slow deep breath. You're not broken. You're just tired in a way that rest alone doesn't fix. And today, we're going to change that. Burnout shows up in different ways: irritation, brain fog, lack of motivation, or that constant urge to escape your own schedule. Start by naming it. When I'm on the edge of burnout, I literally say out loud, I'm not lazy. I'm overwhelmed. My body is asking for help. Because until you recognize it, you'll keep trying to push through it. You're not weak for feeling this way. You're human. Even the strongest among us reach capacity, and that's not failure, it's feedback. Once you've acknowledged the burnout, it's time to release what's been draining you. Take 5 minutes to write down everything currently pulling on your energy: work, family duties, emotional stress, side projects, expectations. Then ask yourself, what can I pause? What can I hand off? What can I let go of completely? Burnout isn't cured by doing more. It's healed by doing less, better. And yes, it's uncomfortable at first. We're used to being the one who just handles it. But every time you say no to something that doesn't serve this season, you're saying yes to peace. I'm learning that so much right now in my life. After you clear space, you've got to refill your tank on purpose. Think simple, not complicated. Step outside and feel the sun on your face, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Move your body gently, a walk, a stretch, a few shoulder rolls. Eat something that fuels you and drink more water than you think you need. These tiny moments matter. They remind your nervous system you're safe and cared for. The more you refill consistently, the faster your inner spark will return. Burnout often lives in our thoughts long after our body starts to recover. Those little voices whispering, I can't slow down, or if I rest, I'll fall behind. Let's rewrite that. Try this. Old story: if I don't do it, it won't get done. The new story: if I keep doing everything, no one else gets a chance to grow. Or old story: I'm behind. New story: I'm exactly where I'm meant to be while I rebuild my strength. This isn't toxic positivity, it's truth reframed with grace. Once your body and mind start to realign, you can re-enter your world, but differently. You don't have to go from zero to full speed again. Start small. Structure your days with space: one block of focused work, one block for maintenance, and one for connection. At the end of the day, write down 2 wins and 1 thing you're grateful for. Those micro moments of recognition remind your brain that progress is happening, even when life feels slow. And when you plan your week, give it a theme, one word. Maybe this week, restore. Next week is focus, then lighten. Let that word guide your choices and protect your peace. A friend of mine, driven, capable, always on, hit a wall. She told me she couldn't remember the last time she felt excited about anything. I asked her to try something simple: 1 week of doing less. She took one project off her plate, started walking outside every morning, and gave herself permission not to be productive every single minute. By day 5, she said, I didn't realize how noisy my life had become until I turned the volume down. Sometimes healing doesn't mean changing everything. It means changing the pace. So here's a simple rhythm you can try this week. It's your 7-day burnout reset. Day 1, recognize. Be honest about where you are. Day 2, release. Let go of one thing. Day 3, refill. Do one thing that nourishes your body. Day 4, rewire. Rewrite one unkind thought. Day 5, re-enter. Structure your day with intention. Day 6, restore. Rest deeply, guilt-free. Day 7, review, reflect, and thank yourself for showing up. Small steps, repeated, create real recovery. If you're listening right now and you're running on fumes, I see you. I feel you. Burnout doesn't mean you've lost your passion. It just means your passion needs better care. Give yourself permission to pause, to breathe, to choose ease over urgency. As Viktor Frankl said, between stimulus and response, there is space. In that space is our power to choose our response. Burnout shrinks that space. This reset helps you widen it again. You are not behind, you're healing, and you're allowed to rebuild slowly. This episode is for me specifically. I feel this so deeply, and I wanted to share it with you because I know a lot of you might be feeling it as well. Joy Packard, and this is Joy Reveals. And if this episode spoke to you, please share it with someone who might be quietly burning out too. Remember, rest isn't a reward. It's part of the work. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, please feel free to share this with a friend, share the episode and the show, and more importantly, leave a review. All right, with that, take care. I will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. We value our listeners. To access all of the links and resources mentioned in today's show, head over to www.joyreveals.com. That's www.joyreveals.com.